Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We're here today to take you on another audio journey through The Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today's journey is about forgetfulness of the past, covering questions 392 to 394.
Enjoy.
Question 392. Why does the incarnate spirit lose the memory of its past?
Human beings cannot and must not know everything. God, out of divine wisdom, wills it to be this way. Without the veil that hides certain things from them, they would be dazzled, like one who passes suddenly from the darkness into the light. By forgetting their past, they are more fully themselves in the present.
Question 393. How can individuals be responsible for their deeds and redeem their wrongs if they cannot remember them? How can they profit from the experience acquired in lives that have fallen into forgetfulness? We could understand that life's tribulations might be a lesson for them if they could remember what had caused them in the first place. But since they do not remember them at all, each existence is as if it were the first, and it is thus that they are always having to start over. How can this be reconciled with the justice of God?
With each new existence, spirits gain more intelligence and can better distinguish between good and evil. Where would their merit be if they remembered their entire past? When spirits enter the life of origin, the spirit life, their entire previous life unfolds before them. They see the wrongs they committed and which are the cause of their suffering, as well as what would have kept them from committing them in the first place. They understand the justice of the position assigned to them, and they thus desire a new existence that can redeem the one that has elapsed. They seek trials similar to those they have already experienced, or struggles they believe will be appropriate for their advancement. They ask spirits who are of a higher order to help them in the new task that they are about to undertake, for they know that the spirit who will be given to them as their guide in that new existence will endeavor to enable them to repair their wrongs of the past by giving them a sort of intuition about them. The same intuition is the thought, the wrongful desire, which frequently assaults you and which you instinctively resist, most of the time attributing your resistance to the principles you have received from your parents. However, it is the voice of conscience speaking to you, as this voice is a memory of the past, a voice that warns you not to fall into the errors you committed previously. In that new existence, if a spirit endures its trials with courage and resists them, it evolves and will ascend in the spirit's hierarchy when it returns to be among them.
Author's remarks for question 393. If during our corporeal life we do not have a precise memory of what we were and of what good or evil we did in our previous lifetimes, we nevertheless have an intuition of them. Hence, our instinctive tendencies are a reminiscence of our past, about which our conscience, which represents the desire we have conceived to no longer commit the same wrongs, warns us that we must resist. Question 394. On worlds more advanced than ours, where beings are not subject to all our physical needs and infirmities, do they understand that they are happier than we are? Happiness in general is relative. We feel it by comparing it with a less happy state. In summation, some of those worlds, though better than ours, have not yet reached the state of perfection, and their inhabitants must have their own annoyances. Even though the wealthy among us do not suffer the anxieties of material needs like the poor, they are no less subject to the same types of tribulations that embitter their lives. Thus, I would ask whether the inhabitants of those worlds, in their own situations, feel as unhappy as we do, and whether they also complain about their fate, since they do not have the memory of a less evolved existence for comparison.
Two different answers apply to this question. There are worlds among those you are speaking about on which the inhabitants have a clear and exact memory of their past lives. You should understand that these can and do know how to appreciate the happiness that God permits them to enjoy. However, there are other worlds whose inhabitants, situated, as you say, in better conditions than yours, are no less subject to great annoyances and even misfortunes. They do not appreciate their happiness because they do not remember an even unhappier state. Nevertheless, if they do not appreciate it as incarnates, they will as spirits.
Author's remarks for question 394. In the forgetfulness of past existences, especially when they were painful, is there not something providential where the divine wisdom is revealed? It is on the more highly evolved worlds, when the memory of unhappy lives is nothing more than a bad dream, that the memory of such lives resurfaces. On less evolved worlds, however, would present misfortunes not be increased by the memory of everything that had been endured in the past? Therefore, we conclude that everything that God has made is well made, and that it is not our place to criticize the divine works and say how God ought to have regulated the universe. The remembrance of our former personalities would entail serious inconveniences. In certain cases, it could cause us a great deal of humiliation. In others, it could exalt our pride and so hinder our free will. God has given us just what is necessary and sufficient for us to improve ourselves, the voice of conscience and our instinctive tendencies keeping us from what could harm us. We would further add that if we had the remembrance of our former personal acts, we would also be able to remember those of other people, and such knowledge could have the most unpleasant effects on our social relationships. Since we do not always have a good reason for being proud of our past, it is almost always a blessing for a veil to have been thrown over it. This concurs perfectly with the doctrine of the spirits regarding worlds that are more evolved than ours. On those worlds where nothing reigns except the good, there is nothing painful about remembering the past. This is why previous lifetimes are frequently remembered as easily as we remember what we did yesterday. As for the sojourn that one may have had on less evolved worlds, the memory of it is nothing more than a bad dream, as we have stated.